he again greeted me very formally. There was no reference to my ever having seen him before. And we talked for a very long time, and it was all about death. And the again, it's not repeatable, but the thing at the end of it. Well, I was able to tell him that I had seen for myself that when people are in a state of grief, it's very often self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling, why did this happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why have mm-hmm. I lost something?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was false and repellent.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel that way. I felt I had seen that very clearly. And I was able to tell him this. And I remember his nodding. And I could tell, or I remember, that his manner showed that he saw that I saw that and that he didn't have to go through that
right.
with me.
Yes.
And he went on from there. And the sort of conclusion of this, to put it just very simply, is his statement, which I understood at the time and have since, which is, you must die every day to everything. Only then are you really living. And I understood that it doesn't mean that you brush your life under the rug and forget everything. It doesn't alter what you feel, or if you've lost someone you loved, it doesn't alter that sense of loving them. Or indeed remembering them. But it's the factor of dependence, it's the factor of egotism, it's the factor of me and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to die to that. And only then otherwise, well, as we now know mm-hmm. from his teaching, that you don't carry the whole shadow of the past and react to
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But you... you see clearly. And it was the most profound experience of listening to Krishnamurti that I've ever had. And it meant a great deal. So after that, he left, I guess. I didn't know what was happening. But I determined then that I would hear him again and follow it seriously. Mm-hmm.